Presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org, 88.1 FM on the radio dial. Hal, do you remember that? 88.1 on the radio. Remember the dials where you turn a radio?
I remember the dial, sure.
Remember those days, the cars?
Oh, yeah.
So you can find this show on 88.1 FM still. Mm-hmm. I don't know how great the range is, but if you're near the college, you can certainly, you know, tune in to 88.1. Otherwise, you can just sign on to WCWP.org. But they also have a great app for this radio show, WCWP Radio.
Yeah.
And
you
just
type it in and it'll pop right up.
You just type, and then you just, yeah, once you have the app, you just hit that button and you can listen to us live.
You're good to go.
You're good to go. So, today's show is going to be a really good one, as always. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am your guest host today for Project Independence in You, and I'm also the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging for Project Independence at the Town of North Hempstead. Today's show, of course, our co-host is Hal Bach. It's great to have you back, Mr. Bach.
It's good to be with you guys.
Well, we're always happy to have you here and hear what's going on in the sports world. We'll do that and talk of the town a little bit more. We'll hear about, you know, all the things that you've written and maybe your experiences, because it's very interesting.
Sure.
So we're happy to have you back, Hal. Our first guests are Sharon Weissman, and Sharon is a licensed massage therapist and also a Tai Chi instructor. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you very much.
And Cynthia Graney. And Cynthia, you are, you've got quite a card here. It's lovely, and I will be returning it because I know you only brought one here today. So it's Cynthia Graney. Here's your after acronyms here, LAC, LMT, MQP. Cynthia is a New York State licensed acupuncturist, a massage therapist, a New York State certified medical Qigong practitioner, color puncture. So there's a couple of questions I have just in your card alone. And our next guest with the second segment is somebody who's going to be talking a little bit about nursing homes and how a nursing home works. And as always, we're going to be listening to our radio show, Ozzy and Harriet Enters Essay Contest on Glamour. So that's from 11 to 11:30, where we will just be listening to that radio show, and then Talk of the Town, which is 11:30. 212, and that is with Christina Liu, who is the fabulous Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, the Department of Services for the Aging, which is Project Independence, and she has also produced every single radio show of Project Independence and You going into 7 years. So every show has been produced by her, all the guests, all the topics. Everything here that we're doing today is all the information that we have. So I always say whenever I get to host the show that we just have fun and Christina does all the work. So our topic today is going to revolve around CBD oil and some of the, you know, positive impact that it's, you know, proven to have on people with different conditions and health issues. But before we go in there, of course, we just want to, you know, advise people that if any of this sounds interesting to you, number one, you can also, we'll give your contact number, Sharon and Cynthia's, at the end of the show. But you should definitely check with your doctor, especially if you're on medications or, you know, you have a chronic condition, before you kind of look into any other kind of alternative medicine. And there's a lot of integrative practitioners out there anyway who would, you know, kind of be supportive of this. But definitely before you try anything, you want to speak to your doctors, especially, you know, as we get older, we have multiple doctors sometimes, Hal. You know, you might have a cardiologist who's giving you medicine, and then you might have a pulmonologist.
I've had 2 weeks worth of that.
Right. And endocrinologist. So all these medications, whether it's thyroid or diabetes or cardiac and you're on medicine for all of them, they all interact. So all those medicines have to be looked into. And in addition to anything you add in, even, you know, from CBD oil, but even vitamins. Vitamins can also, you know, counteract some medication. So just speak to your doctor. And just know that the information that we're giving you here today is just information. And, you know, it's just adding, it's information, it's education. And if you have any questions, you can always call 311 and we can connect you to Sharon or Cynthia. And we will also be giving out their information. So how are you doing today?
Good. Really good.
Good. All right.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. I know, Sharon, we've had you back. We've had you on the show before.
Yes, for Tai Chi.
For Tai Chi. Okay. Well, Sharon is a Tai Chi instructor, and that's wonderful. Where do you practice Tai Chi? Where do you teach?
I teach at the Mid-Island Y in Plainview.
Oh, okay. So not in North Hempstead.
Yes.
But that's great. We do actually have, with Project Independence, we have a Tai Chi instructor. We have two that teach Tai Chi fitness classes for the seniors in the town. So, yeah, that's great. So we're happy to have you. And what is it about CBD oil? It's such a hot topic now in everywhere. Every time you open a magazine, every time you, you know, turn on the news, every store you go into, it used to be you never saw it. Now you're starting to see it at CVS, you're seeing it all these different places in different formats and different. So it's confusing for somebody to say, well, if maybe I'm going to try it, how do you even start? How do you where do you go to figure that all out? Is that something, you know, Sharon, you would talk to, or Cynthia, that's more your area, or both of you?
Well, let me first say, I think Cynthia is going to give more of the background about the oil as far as what it does in the system, the receptors that we have for this oil in our body. I'm going to talk about, I've tried other brands. The brand that we represent, that we personally take, is under the company of Cannaway.
Okay.
And it's the way it's produced, the soil it's on is part of the issue. How it's made is very, very specific. Instead of using like butane and some other chemicals to separate out to get the oil, they use what was it? It's a
decarboxylation process.
Yeah,
it's a carbon dioxide that they freeze it. Dr. Titus is the doctor on staff for Cannaway. He's CEO. One of the CEOs of the company, and Dr. Titus has a fabulous story. He was he has Lyme's disease, and he was suffering very badly. He was dying. He was in a wheelchair, and he decided to try the CBD, and it was working for him. And so he came up with this system of extracting, separating the molecule from the entire product. In this country, well, all around, it's been approved where you get your CBD from the stalks and the stems of the plant. That's all that's legally able
that's
to
the
use.
Hemp plant?
Yes, hemp. And there's the. So let me back this up a little bit. There's two different plants, and unfortunately, they call it medical marijuana, which is a very big misconception, in which people think you're taking marijuana and you're not. It's hemp, two completely different plants. They both have THC and they both have CBD. CBD stands for the word cannabinoid, so they just shorten it. And it's a system that, like your circulatory system, your neurological system, your lymphatic system, the cannabidiol system, called the endocannabidiol system, has been discovered years ago. Our country's been funding scientists over in Israel for over 50 years to develop and do different testing on cannabidiol. And so that's where the system came up. And everybody has it in their body. Everybody puts out receptors, neurotransmitters, and there's nothing receiving it. Until in the 1920s, hemp was in everything. Hemp ropes, hemp food, They fed the livestock, hemp plants. You know, hemp was grown, was big farm product in our country. In the 1920s, with the meat reefer madness, it became taboo to do that. And it was mostly because of petroleum products. So petroleum products hit the market. Our clothing, everything is made out of petroleum. All your polyesters and stuff, which we know are carcinogens, you know. So it's all, you know, it's all big money, big pharma, a lot of, maybe I shouldn't be saying that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, that's, you know, clearly your opinion. And but we really want to know where does CBD come from, and
CBD,
you know, about the hemp plant and and, you know, the benefits of it. Of course, everybody needs to go to their doctor for, you know, to make sure that it is something that would fit into their regimen if they're taking medication. But we want to hear about the oil, and then, you know, of course, the company, the process of it, and, you know, the politics behind it. We all know there is a lot of politics behind it, and we're going to kind of stay away from that. We just want to learn. This is educational. Like, people need to understand what it is, what the benefits are, you know, or, you know, and it can go either way. And that's really what we want to talk about. We want to educate the listeners as to what it is. I mean, most people don't know, have a clue what it is. You know, you see it on a shelf. It's in, you know, different areas now. It's at, you know, yoga studios. It's at clothing stores. I mean, you can literally buy it anywhere. And it's really, a lot of people, like, don't understand what it is. So your explanation of where it comes from and, you know, the process that it takes to get it to that oil is interesting and, I think, informative. And then, you know, and then from there we can go into kind of the, I think, the benefits of it and kind of what are the numbers and how it's helped people and that kind of a thing, and how that it's not a THC-related oil. People aren't buying, you know, you're not going to get high from it. I mean, this is really, so, you know, those are, that's where we stay on topic. And
I have a question. This oil is applied topically, I assume, right?
You could use it topically or internally.
Internally as well.
Absolutely.
They're still doing research on its effects?
There's tons of research on it. It's just, you know, a lot of it has just not been made public. But it's out there. You could get the research. There's plenty of research on it.
Now,
you could get it anywhere.
I wake up, and I have, I wake up with some pain in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it's arthritis in my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
I could apply it to my thumb, to my hand?
Yes.
And
yes.
Expect to be some, to get some relief?
Yes. Yes. It's what your body needs. It's, okay, so the first thing is, it's a natural anti-inflammatory, which we know most diseases come from inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's reducing your inflammation. So when you, it's like anything else. If you took an ibuprofen, that's going to reduce your inflammation. You reduce the inflammation, you reduce the pain. So the body was created to have so much space between each organ, each structure. Okay. So if you have an inflammation in a lymph node in your neck and it's taking up more space than God intended you to have, it's going to press on a nerve or a muscle and it's going to cause you pain. You bring down the inflammation, the lymph node goes down or the spasm goes down, and you're free of pain, pretty much.
But, you know, you definitely want to check with your practitioner if you have any kind of condition that's starting up that you haven't had kind of looked at. And you have to also understand, too, that these oils, they're not regulated. So they don't really come in, you know, every company, I think we'll be hearing about this product, has different strengths, different degrees, different ways of using it. So it's very confusing. So it's something that if you are going to use, you have to kind of really do a lot of research and speak to your doctor about it, you know, and if you want to go to
it. But it is over the counter.
It is over the counter. But you know what? We'll talk about that too when we get back. Believe it or not, we are through the first 15 minutes, the first segment of Project Independence in You, and we will be right back with our guests